Now that the U.S. Olympic team acknowledges wearing uniforms made in China, there's new pressure on President Obama to preserve tariffs on the import of footwear from low-wage countries. Representative Michael Mishaw of Maine supports the current import tariffs of 8 to 37% on shoes made in Indonesia, China, and other countries to offset government subsidies in those places. But he is most concerned about Vietnam because it is part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement currently being negotiated.
It's not protectionist. It's a level playing field. Anytime you negotiate a trade deal, for me, is how do we make sure that whatever country's part of that negotiation, what do they do currently, whether it's environment, labor, or currency manipulation, and how can we make sure that we have a level playing field?
In Mishaw's district in Maine, three New Balance footwear manufacturing facilities operate and employ close to 900 people. New Balance president and CEO Rob DeMartini says all other things being equal, his company can still make a profit producing 25% of its products in the U.S., where workers earn close to $20 an hour compared to the $5 a day workers in developing countries often make.
We don't need wages level. We need the full playing field level. And when we do that, even though our labor costs are as much as 20 times higher per hour, we still have found a way to make productive and profitable shoes here in the U.S.
But he says without the tariffs, New Balance and many other remaining American manufacturing companies will most likely have to outsource their operations, and chances are future U.S. Olympic gear will not be made in the United States. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.